I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNSS News Time now, 7:34 on this Thursday morning. Hurricane Milton is pretty much across the state of Florida and heading out to the east. And with us this morning is former Sedgwick County Sheriff Robert Henshaw, who now lives, about 80 miles northeast of Tampa. Good morning, Bob. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, we live probably about 40 miles inland and about 60 miles north of it, so we're quite a bit from the coast.
Yeah, you made a conscious effort then to sit there and ride out the storm. Is that correct?
We did. When this first all started last week and they were talking about, there's this, thing in the Gulf, maybe get some rain and that's it. And then it quickly spun up to what turned into, Category 5 Milton. We started monitoring it very closely and looked at everything, looked at where we were, how the house was built and the infrastructure here, and decided to ride it out.
So how long have you been, how long have you lived in Florida? When you went, of course, you retired here and then went to Florida, right?
Correct. We stayed in Wichita for quite a while. And then in 2018, we decided to move. We love traveling. And where we are now in this retirement community, we're within easy driving distance of 3 or 4 international airports and several cruise terminals, plus 2 of my wife's sisters already lived here in the villages, so it was a natural fit for us.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the storm coming through there. What kind of conditions did you see? A lot of high wind, rain? What happened there where you were at, Bob?
To preface that a little bit, the villages where we live is a retirement community, but it's not your parents' retirement community. There's about 150,000 of us living here, scattered over 3 counties and several cities. And they build the homes and the infrastructure with weather in mind. Our home is built with standards to hurricane shelter, and the infrastructure with the utilities are all underground. They have retention ponds. They move water around. They know what they're doing here. So making that decision to stay was a pretty easy thing to do. And what we ended up experiencing for us was at the height of the storm for us, in the middle of the state, we had sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour, gusting to about 60 miles an hour. We received 8.8 inches of total rain at our house. And as near as I can tell, walking around this morning with my cup of coffee, total extent of the damage at our house is that our street signs showing our numbers popped off one of the hooks, and I got to repair that later today. That's been it.
So that's the kind of wind we have in Kansas, but is that kind of rain? We'd love to have 8 inches of rain spread out over a few days, since we have a drought going on here.
Yeah. Oh, we could use that here too. Been keeping track of friends that live here in the area, and we were very fortunate. I have a couple of other friends that I've already reached out to this morning. They did lose power, but it was restored by 6 o'clock this morning. Others just outside of the villages area, they had some tree limbs down. We did get some damage, but it isn't anywhere near how devastated that the coast received. And right now, I think they're still getting a little bit of it over around Daytona Beach and Port Canaveral.
What's the name of the place that you live then, Bob?
It's called The Villages.
The Villages.
Pearl.
The Villages.
Yeah,
okay.
Villages, Pearl.
Okay,
and
now.
If you want to try to pinpoint us on a map, I'd probably look for the city of Wildwood. That's one of the towns that the villages is within. But we scatter over 3 counties and several small towns.
I know when you were Sedgwick County Sheriff, like all Sedgwick County Sheriffs, you were heavily involved in storms, storm warnings, planning for hazards and things like that. Give us an idea in Florida. I've heard they're very, very well organized when it comes to getting people ready for this emergency that comes with the storms.
They are overall, I believe, and the debate goes on even today, you know, if you've got to get stuck in a terrible storm, would you prefer a tornado or a hurricane? And it's about 50-50. My wife thinks she'd rather be under a tornado warning. I prefer a hurricane because, again, we had several days advance notice, and so we could plan and decide whether to evacuate or to shelter in place. So they're very well organized. You know, I mentioned before about the villages. They've got all those water retention ponds. We've got 13 championship golf courses, 42 executive golf courses. That's part of the water management system, because several days ago, before this even hit the coast, they had all the sprinkler systems on, emptying those 750 water retention ponds onto the common areas and onto the golf courses. All those golf courses are runoff for major storms that may come to our area. So we have very little, if no problem with flooding in our area. The northern half of the villages from the mid-70s, they may have a little bit, but that's it.
Milton spawned several dozen tornado warnings along with it. I guess it's the thing, as a hurricane comes through, you get some tornadoes in front of it. Those hearing those warnings must have made you feel at home for Kansas.
You know, I haven't heard any warnings, but we definitely watch out for those. And I've got to admit, I was a little surprised, but looking back on it, it made sense with the high winds and rain and storms. Yeah, I can see tornadoes spinning up, but I understand this particular event was remarkable even for hurricane-spawned tornadoes down in this area. So very fortunate that we didn't have any close to us.
Well, it's good to hear that everybody's okay, and we want to thank you for talking with us this morning, and best of luck to you in the future in your retirement down there in Florida. Bob, always nice to talk to you.
Great to talk to you again, Steve.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Okay, thank you. Former Sedgwick County Sheriff Bob Henshaw, living down in Florida and going through the storm there. Not too much in his area. I was going to talk a little bit about this teacher that got into trouble at the University of Kansas. I guess we'll save that for another time. I don't know if we've got have we got time for that. Dad, let's play the of course he's apologized for what he did. Apparently this was done several weeks or months ago, and it's just now surfacing, but this University of Kansas professor said this in one of his classes.
It's what frustrates me. There are going to be some males in our society that will refuse to vote for a potential female president because they don't think females are smart enough to be president. We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works. Did I say that? Scratch that from the recording. I don't want the deans hearing that I said that.
One of the people who is calling for him to be fired is our U.S. Senator from Kansas, Roger Marshall, put out a release yesterday on that. I don't know. I have some mixed feelings about this. Ted, you've been sat through a few college lectures, and I've always felt like there was a good place for people to have wide open discussions on anything you want, in any manner you want to.
Well, it goes beyond discussion, though. He said something that goes over the line.
He thinks it was.
I mean, if you just stopped halfway through his sentence there, he would have made a nice point.
He didn't stop.
He said we should shoot them all.
Yeah, well,
line them up and shoot them all. That's where he crossed the line.
That's probably the sticking point right there. But he knew, realized he'd goofed
up,
and
he realized it immediately, which a lot of people do when they're speaking extemporaneously and off the cuff, and they realize they said something they shouldn't, and they immediately apologize and say, I shouldn't have said that.
I wonder how many times I've done something not like that, but similar in that I made a mistake in a way I phrased saying over 55 years on the radio. I'll bet you there's quite a few times. But no, so far, nobody's ever fired me for it. So anyway, there you go. Quite a controversy there. Apparently, he's on leave right now. So we'll see what happens next with the University of Kansas professor. It's 7:43. Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. Textron Machinist contract talks scheduled for today. That's on the way with Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.